Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back at 34 after the hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for hanging around with us this morning. If you've already been here and you're still here, we appreciate it. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, we're glad you're here. I'm glad Sam Norwood's here, too, because he's a good friend of ours. He's with Tatum CFO Partners, and as I mentioned earlier in the hour, once a month he and his organization poll hundreds of their professional associates around the country, chief financial officers, chief information officers around the country, several hundred, to ask them how things are going out there in the economy. What are they seeing out there where the rubber meets the road? And he joins us once a week to give us that report, and we're going to do that right now. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. And I'm especially glad to see you here today because you bring with you good tidings.
Well, I feel better, don't you?
Better tidings, maybe I should say. We may not, you know, I like to, I have a friend who says, you might not like the numbers, but we got to like the trend.
Well, our trends are generally all up right now. And what we see, when we polled our 400 CFO and CIO partners across the country in a broad variety of industries, we have seen an upturn that began really April 1st in a very tentative way and gathered some steam at May 1st. We do this monthly, and the results are published on our website now, which is www.tatumpartners.com. These people are not economists. These folks of ours who are partners are giving us the pulse of what's going on in client companies and in all these industries. And we have gotten the best, most optimistic, most positive responses as of May 1st that we have seen in about a year.
Right. Well, and there have been a few events that have happened. At least one primary thing has happened since April 1st, and that's that the war is over.
Well, the war is over, and it's during the time when the war was on. Let's go back. Leading up to the time before the war started, there was the geopolitical uncertainty, and everybody was wringing their hands, including
right.
business leaders. And then we go into the war. The ultimate outcome was never in doubt, but the timing was somewhat in doubt. The military part, when it ended, it seems as though business leaders, just like all the rest of us, went back to work to focus on our jobs and our business and making commitments and feeling better and more confident about our future.
Right.
And the interesting thing is that business folks in small businesses and large are just like you and me. As consumers, when they feel better, they're more willing to commit. And the commitment to projects and to things that need to be done are the beginning of an upward business cycle.
Well, and, you know, we've got good news here. We're going to talk about the numbers a little bit in a few minutes for April. But the truth is April, you know, the entire month of April wasn't all that great, was it? I mean, if you think about it, the war was still going on into April. So if we've got these kinds of numbers, could we not almost say this is a 2-week snapshot?
You could, although we ask our partners to look back 30 days and forward 60 days. It's always very short term, but I believe that once the war began, then there was the beginning of a sense of higher confidence and clarity about at least what are we going to do. And as a result of that, the general confidence and a kind of uncertainty changed. The
right.
uncertainty went down, the confidence began to rise, that at least we had a direction. And I believe that the activity and the commitments began to pick up during the month of April, so that by May the 1st, the war was over. People now looking out 60 days are feeling much better. And when I say people, I mean business leaders running small and large businesses in a broad variety of industries.
Well, and the consumer side of things bears out what you're saying, because, as you know, the conference board recently released, about within the last few days, released their new numbers on consumer confidence, and it didn't just go up, it leaped about, I forgot, it was either 14 or 16 points.
Yes.
It was, I've never seen that kind of an increase. And, of course, it had gotten really down, the consumer confidence level had gotten into the basement levels, and it got up into the 80 percentile range this week, actually. And so that bears, the consumer activity is bearing out what you guys are saying. We're going to get into some specific numbers in just a few minutes, right after these messages, with our good friend Sam Norwood with Tatum CFO Partners. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 Till. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Jim Ostroff is with Kiplinger, and he's going to be sitting in for Joan Pride, who's usually with us this week, this time of the week, to talk to us about the most recent Kiplinger letter. But we've got Jim Ostroff. He's a new friend to you, and I'll be introducing him to you in the next hour as we review the most recent Kiplinger letter, seeing what Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in our world. And then in the show straight ahead, we got Rob Jollis, who'll talk to us about salesmanship. We got Connie Glazer, who will be talking to us about women in the marketplace, and Ron Zimke is going to talk to us about customer service. And that's just a few of the things coming up in some of the shows straight ahead. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum Partners. That's tatumpartners.com is their website. And we're talking about the most recent survey that they've conducted, as we mentioned earlier. Sam, let's sweep out some of the vestiges of the bad news out of the way first before we get into the really good news. We still got a few things hanging over our head out there. We've got, one of the things is it's either SARS or the threat of SARS or the hype about SARS, and I don't know which one of those three we have. What do you think?
I think it's more hype. Let's put it in perspective. Let's.
I'm sorry, Sam. Remind us what SARS is.
Yes. Well, it's it's the respiratory disease that started in China, spread somewhat to Asia, came to North America, has been worse in Toronto than it has in the United States. The ratio of people who actually die from this is relatively small as serious diseases go.
Right.
And if 500 people have died from this in China, which we read last night, that's 500 out of 1.3 billion.
Right.
It strikes me that the headlines is overplaying the seriousness of this. Although, for any business that is doing business in China, and for the travel industry going to Asia, it is a serious blow.
It really has hurt several sectors and several regions in the economy. Canada Air literally claimed it as the final blow to their business prospects, and when they took bankruptcy about 2 weeks ago. And it's hurting China. China's not going to get some of my money this year. I was supposed to go to Beijing in June. I'm not going now. And by the way, SARS stands for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome. And, you know, if you think about it, when you put severe and acute together, that's pretty serious.
Well, it's dramatic, and it's gotten the headlines. I just believe, in terms of its total effect on business, other than those directly involved in import and export to Asia and in the travel and hospitality industries serving Asia, that it's been overblown as it affects the broad community.
Right.
It could affect our Christmas gifting and the sources, to some degree, of gifts of things that we buy. Think back to last Christmas, the number of things that you bought as gifts that you gave that came from China. It's
mm-hmm.
really huge.
Right.
That could be affected. And I know that some businesses are looking at alternative places to have things manufactured other than China. So it will affect China. It'll affect specific industries. But in the total scheme, it's not as though it's going to be, in my judgment, a big effect on our economy.
As of right now, it is not. It hasn't really impacted the economy in a big way.
We don't
could,
so.
But right now the hype is hurting worse than the reality is. But we've got some but we've got some good news on the horizon, Sam, that could actually bode well for the future. We got a tax cut in the works. We're going to get a tax cut. We don't know how big it's going to be. We're going to get it, and that's good news, isn't it?
I think it's good news, and I just have seen that. Well, of course, we all know that interest rates are quite low, and the people who are refinancing, that has continued and may be reaching a new peak, and that is putting a lot of money back into the pockets of consumers. And in fact, the purchases of homes continues really strong with the low interest rates. So there are a lot of good things going on. And there's still some uncertainty as to what's going to happen now in the Middle East. The military part is over, but it is extremely complex on how it's going to go. It's not in our face every day, but the reestablishment of Iraq and other dynamics in the Middle East, I think, will be from time to time hitting the headlines. We're not out of the woods mm-hmm. in terms of the overall uncertainties as to how it ultimately is going to play out. Politically, the military part's over. The political part right now is very, very complex.
And we're going to have to take the long view on that, and I mean several years.
Yes.
And one of the things that in the survey this week, that you guys reported recently, was in terms of the last 30 days, about almost 90% of your folks said things were either going to stay as they are now, or they're going to get better, and that's pretty good news, isn't it?
It really is good news. And Jim, the thing is that, as in most things, the turn occurs first by a reduction of things getting worse. So, and when we ask our partners, look back for the last 30 days, did business conditions get better, or get worse, or stay about the same?
Right.
Hold
that thought, Sam. Folks, okay. the next 60 days, according to Sam's respondent, is really good news. It's from their mouths to God's ears, as they say. We're going to get Sam to tell us about that when we come back after these messages. It's Tim Till. Stay with us.
Stay away from me, American woman. Mama, let me...
Back at 7 till. We're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum Partners, and their website is tatumpartners.com. Sam, give us a little story about Tatum.
Tatum is about 10 years old, and it's a firm that provides financial and information technology leadership through its partners in fulfilling the CFO and CIO functions primarily.
Right. All right. And you can find out about them, including the survey. You can find out this. You can open up this survey and take a look at it for free from TatumPartners.com, and I recommend that you do that. Bookmark that section, find out more about them. Sam, if you're, as I said earlier, from your respondents' mouths to God's ears, the next 60 days, according to them, looks pretty rosy.
It looks really good. In fact, looking out to the next 60 days, only 4% of our respondents expect. Things to get worse. That's a very small minority, and we believe that that's focused in the import companies or travel companies directly affected by the SARS. 63% of our respondents expect things to get better in the next 60 days, and that's up from only 43% in the prior month. And the prior month was an improvement over the month before that. So.
Right.
We have a very strong positive feelings. The only part that is temper in our survey, we ask people about capital expenditure commitments. Do you expect them to get better, get worse, or stay about the same? And were they in the last 60 days better, worse, about the same? In the last 30 days, Capital expenditure commitments is the only part of our survey that was not strongly positive, and that's because commitments to capital expenditures are always a lagging indicator. We need things to be better for a while before we actually make the commitments. But looking out for the next 60 days, capital expenditures are expected to be commitments are expected to be up strongly. So it's really a good, strong outlook for the next 60 days.
That's an area that we sorely need to have things pick up in. It's been capital spending has been in the doldrums since fourth quarter 2000. And I mean that's 2.5 years, and we've got to get that turned around somehow, and it's an area that the government is working on. As you know, the president's tax proposal is proposing that direct expensing for small business goes up triple, actually, go from $25,000 per year to $75,000 per year, and hopefully they can get that passed. That will help the capital spending numbers to turn around.
We'll know that pretty soon.
When do you think that will happen?
Well, the Finance Committee is debating it today.
Yeah.
So it could be this week. So
you think the president could sign something this week?
No, well, I don't know that, but yeah. I know that the heat is on right now, and the debate in the Senate is taking place, but I don't know the timing of the signing.
Yeah. What do you think?
The other part, by the way, Jim, that has really hurt during the past year has been headcount, employment, and it's because of the great strides we continue to make as a country in productivity.
Right.
While we've been going through the past 24 months with our economy really in the doldrums, it's our perception that companies have been continuing to make improvements in productivity. They're getting more out of the people that they have, and so the people side, the employment side, has really suffered. And as we know, it's small business that provides the headcount additions as the economy grows. And for the first time in several months, we see an uptick in employment expectations, and we think that's really good, both for consumers, for employees, and for the country.
Well,
and it's a definite change.
As you say, I mean, to put a number on that, unemployment went to 6% within the last week.
Yes. Yes.
And I saw recently, I guess I saw it in your report, that you're only expecting a net increase of 330,000 jobs this year.
Yes, that was not in our report, but we see it as the employment situation as turning.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that's really a positive sign.
Right. Well, we need about 1 million people to go back to work pretty quick. That's one of the things that we need. But you know, Sam, the thing is, and we're coming up on the end of the segment. I really am not impatient with the economy. I want us to come out of this thing in a gradual and solid way. Don't you?
Yes, I do. We want to keep inflation low, and have a gradual improvements in the economy, because graduality is what's sustainable.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sam. Good job today. We enjoyed it.
Great. Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
See you next month.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum CFO Partners. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.